involvement, and Islamic State says it was behind it. 133 people have been killed. The US says it recently warned Russia something was coming. Journalist Anna Nemtsova says that intelligence should have been taken seriously.
Some public events are being cancelled all over the country. So the security elite of Russia should have probably paid more attention to this warnings by Western embassies.
The head of the United Nations has called the starvation in Gaza a moral outrage. It says Israel prepares to launch a ground operation in Rafah, which it says is necessary to defeat Hamas. Labour's Shadow Foreign Secretary David Lammy says Richard Taylor was so unbelievably dignified in the face of immeasurable loss following his death, aged 75. He's being remembered for pioneering work since the murder of his son, the schoolboy Damilola Taylor, in Peckham in southeast London in 2000. Our correspondent, Emma Birchley, says he became a fierce anti-knife crime campaigner.
It would take nearly 6 years and three trials for the brothers, Ricky and Danny Preddy, to be convicted of his murder. And what it did was motivate Richard and his wife, Gloria, to set up the Damilola Taylor Trust, which they did just 6 months after Damilola's death.
An infectious diseases expert is warning another pandemic is around the corner. Dr. Natalie McDermott's been speaking on the fourth anniversary of the first national COVID lockdown. Police in Cheltenham are searching for three siblings who are subject to a court order preventing them being in the care of their parents. The two girls and boy are thought to be with their mum. And Cancer Research UK says announcements like that of the Princess of Wales lead to a significant increase in awareness. Kate revealed yesterday that she was receiving treatment. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past five on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Binnerwicky's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Looking ahead to this evening's weather, showers are likely in our area, although most will fade away overnight. The winds will also ease slightly. It will be a chilly night with a slight bit of frost in places, minimum temperature 3 degrees Celsius. And after a chilly start, Sunday is looking mostly dry with sunny spells and only very isolated showers. The winds will slowly ease, so it will be a bit warmer than it was today. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 12 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Straight back to the football, and I can confirm the final whistle has gone at New Lodge. And after conceding twice in second half injury time, Billericay Town have lost 2-1 at home to Wingate and Finchley. So that's now 8 games without defeat, without a win, sorry, for Billericay. And you have to say their season seems to be falling apart at the moment. We'll hear a full-time summary from Jack in a while. A better afternoon for Chelmsford City, though. They were trading 2-1 at Taunton Town, 2-0 at one stage, in fact. And they scored 2 goals in second half injury time and ended up winning 3-2. Charlie Ruff, who has been absolutely on fire since returning to Melbourne Park. He scored in the 93rd and the 97th minute to give the Clarence all 3 points. And despite Yeovil leaders winning 1-0 at Braintree this afternoon, it's not inconceivable that they could actually still win the league. The Clarence currently in second place. I'll take a look at the National League South table in a while. Other results to do, though. In League 2, it's finished Crewe 1, AFC Wimbledon 1, and Notts County 1, Salford City 2. Three full-times from the National League. Aldershot 1, Solihull Moors 1, Rochdale 1, Maidenhead 0, and Altrincham 2, Gateshead 3. Really good comeback from Gateshead in that one. Victory for Waltham Abbey, keeping their promotion hopes alive in the Southern League Division 1 Central. They have beaten Stockfold and Capershots by 2-1 this afternoon. It's finished Waltham Stow 0, Brightling Sea Region 2 in the Isthmian North. Incidentally, the battle of the top two has been won by Lowestoft Town against Felixstowe Moreton United. Lowestoft 1-2-0 this afternoon. Bromley 0, York 2 and Wealdstone 1, Kidderminster 1. They are full times from the National League. Aveley, great comeback from them after falling behind against St Albans City. The Millers have won by 2-1 this afternoon in the National League South. And I think the only other result we've got is one of the few games in League One this afternoon. A bit of a blow to Derby County's promotion hopes. They lost 1-0 at Northampton Town. I'll go through the league tables in a while. Looking at a few other things, though. This afternoon's other English Premiership Rugby Union match has finished. Saracens 52, Harlequins 7. So defeat for second-placed Quins against Saracens, who are currently in fourth place. Bath, the side who are currently third. In Women's Six Nations, it is currently Wales 3, Scotland 10. That one started at 4:45. Just getting back to racing, and the result of the 4:33 at Navan. First was number 6, Bushman's Pass, priced at 7-1. Second was number 5, Ask Anything, 3-1 favourite. And third was number 8, The Gradual Slope, priced at 20-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. 4:40, opening meeting of the evening. Opening race of the evening meeting at Wolverhampton. First was number 2, King's Merchant, the 8-13 favourite. Second was number 3, Miss Anya, priced at 3-1, and third was number 1, Ingleby Archie, priced at 4-1. Total of 4 runners in that one. The 4:45 at Doncaster. First was number 6, Bust Arm, priced at 7-1. Second was number 3, Moonlit Cloud, the 4-1 favourite, and third was number 7, Ortad Prince, priced at 9-2. 12 runners in that race. And the opening race of the evening meeting at Newcastle, that was the 4:55, and the winner was number 3, The Crafty Master, priced at 9-4. Second was number 2, the 6-4 favourite, Have You Missed Me, and third was number 6, Zivania, priced at 5-1. A total of 6 runners in that race. At the 80s, Soul from Evelyn King, down. Sorry, I forgot the champagne. Evelyn Champagne King.
Please hold me tight, 'cause I can't.
One more result from the National League. It's finished Barnet 6, Dorking Wanderers 0. I can confirm Oxford City have been relegated, by the way, after just one season in the National League. I didn't think that was mathematically possible, but obviously did put my sums wrong earlier. But apparently they have been relegated and they will be back in non-league step 2 next season. Just going to go through the league tables. The ones relevant to this afternoon. Still got results from the Essex Senior League and also the Third Lowland Divisions 1 South and North to come. I'll take a look at those later. No Premier League or Championship today, so we're not going to bother having a look at those. But in League 1, after this afternoon's 3 results, Portsmouth, who didn't play, still top. Derby County still second, despite being beaten 1-0. At Northampton with Bolton, Peterborough, Barnsley and Oxford United coming in as playoff spots. Leighton Orient currently in 10th place. In terms of the teams in the bottom four, Carlisle remain bottom despite picking up a 2-2 draw at Stevenage, who are just outside the playoff spots. Fleetwood Town and Cheltenham Town, neither of them played. They are 23rd and 22nd. Port Vale move up to 21st. And could still get out of trouble after they won 1-0 at Burton Albion. So looking at Sky Bet League 2, Mansfield Town remain top despite being held to a 1-0 at lunchtime today. Wrexham in second place, back up to second after winning 3-1 at Grimsby this afternoon. Stockport, who didn't play, the former leaders are third. MK Dons didn't play either, they are fourth. The other sides in the playoff spots are Crewe, who drew today. Barrow and Crawley, who both won, they are sixth and seventh respectively. Gillingham only behind Crawley on goal difference. At the other end of the table, Forest Green still bottom. They were beaten 2-0 at Doncaster this afternoon. Sutton United, despite a 3-1 win over Accrington Stanley, they are still second from bottom. Below Colchester United, 1 point in it. However, the Ewes have got 3 games in hand over Sutton and 2 over Forest Green. So on to non-league and the National League. Congratulations once again to Chesterfield, who are the National League champions. Will be back in the Football League next season after 6 years away. And they've scored 100 goals in the process as well. Their third goal this afternoon in a 3-0 win over Bournemouth from Jamie Grimes helped them achieve that century. And they have had a tremendous season. Barnet, who thrashed Dorking Wanderers 6-0. This afternoon, they are in second place. Bromley still in third. Newcastle United and FC Halifax are the other sides in the playoffs. Southend United in 11th place after being held to a goalless draw by Woking at Rootall this afternoon. And Dagenham Rebbies just behind them in 12th. They drew 0-0 as well in their case against Oldham Athletic. At the other end, Oxford City relegated after just one season in non-league's top flight after they lost 2-1 at AFC Fylde this afternoon. Dorking Wanderers, couldn't Mr. Harriers, who did pick up a draw, but they're still in a relegation zone. And Boreham Wood, they are the other sides in the bottom four. National South now and Yeovil still top, 7 points clear of Chelmsford City. They both win this afternoon at a fantastic late comeback from the Clarets after being 2-0 down at Taunton. They ended up winning 3-2. Braintree Town still in third despite being beaten by the leaders Yeovil this afternoon. Hampton, Richmond, Maidstone, Worthing and St Albans also in the playoff spots. Aveley, who came back from behind to beat St Albans, they are in 8th place, only behind the Hertfordshire side on goal difference. The bottom four, Dover Athletic, they are relegated after losing 3-1 at Farnborough. Haven, Waterlooville, Eastbourne Borough and Dartford also in the relegation zone. We're going to hear from Jack Patmore very soon about Billericay Town's defeat at home to Wingate and Finchley. Billericay down to 8th now in the table. Leaders Hallchurch after their 4-0 win at Whitehawk, 11 points clear of 2nd place Chatham, who won. Enfield Town, who drew a 3rd. Horsham, 4th. Wingate, Finchley beat Billericay, of course, in 5th. They make up the playoff spot. Hashtag United, who drew 2-all at Canvey this afternoon at 12th. Canvey in 16th. And Concord Rangers still bringing up the rear, and it's starting to look a bit desperate for them after they took lead at Lewis but ended up losing by 2-1. Isbury North now and Lowestoft Town back on top of the table after they beat Felixstowe Waltham, who went above them last week by 2-0 this afternoon. Brentwood Town, after their win last night against Walden and Tiptree, are 3rd. Bury Town in 4th, despite losing at Bowes and Pitsey this afternoon, who are in 5th. Haybridge Swifts, Walthamstow 7th, 3rd. Basildon United 8th, Walden and Tiptree 9th. Brightley Sea Region are 10th in the league. Whittam Town, who didn't play today, 13th. Redbridge 15th. Greys are in 16th place. Quick look now at the Southern League Division 1 Central. A win for Waltham Abbey this afternoon against Stockfold. They stay in 5th place. Very much still with hopes of a playoff spots.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98. FM, FM, FM.
I can't remember whether I mentioned this one or not from the Rugby League Challenge Cup, but Castleford Tigers are through to the quarterfinals after they won their 6-round tie away to Batley Bulldogs this afternoon. It finished Batley 14, Castleford 28. There's another tie at 5:30 this evening, Warrington Wolves taking on London Broncos. But right now, we're going to hear from Jack Patmore, a reporter over at New Lodge this afternoon, where he's been watching Billericay Town versus Wingate and Finchley.
Jack Patton reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Two last-gasp goals from Zach Newton and Joseph Bouchy ensured Wingate and Finchley piled more pressure on a depleted Billericay Town with a 2-1 away victory. Billericay fans wouldn't have wanted to be late for this one, as they asserted their dominance early on. Stevenson put them on the winning trail on 10 minutes as Frankie Merrifield broke down the left flank before crossing for Stevenson, who calmly slotted into the corner. Gary McCann's side were eager to make amends following their poor enough form, and Stevenson was again involved, but his inviting cross failed to meet a player in blue. Ahmet Rifat's playoff hopefuls took time to muster a response, as Elliot Long was inches away from an equaliser, but his driven effort was parried away by Dan Wilkes. They continued to probe and nearly went in at the break level as Ramar Garrett Douglas's curling effort produced an eye-catching stop from Wilkes. The hosts were still in control but lacked penetration in the final third. Stevenson came close to netting his brace 7 minutes into the second half, but was unable to direct his effort on target from Merrifield's cross from a tight angle. Even though Wingate struggled to summon much of a goal threat in the second period, they sprang into life in the dying stages, and Newton silenced New Lodge after he smashed home from Elliot Long's through ball. The visitors piled more misery on the Blues as Chuck Woo's cross fell into the path of Bouchy, who struck the killer blow 8 minutes into additional time. It finishes here. Billericay Town 1, Wingate and Finchley 2.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. So, yet more disappointment for Billericay this afternoon. Just get it back to racing and some more results. A couple of ones which didn't come through earlier from Newbury. The 3:15 there was won by number 8, Order Glory, 25-1. Second was number 6, Alfie's Princess, priced at 10-1. And third was number 1, Ubessie, priced at 22-1, 17 ran. And the 3:50 at Newbury, Regent Stroll, number 1, 72 favourite, was the winner. Second, number 9, Don't Mind If I Do, priced at 12-1. And third, number 3, Andershan, priced at 17-2. 20 ran. The other joint favourite, priced at 7-2, was number 4, Crest of Fortune, who finished in 5th place. And that is all the racing results I have for the time being. Just to let you know, my regular feature, the post-match warm down, 3 songs in a row, where I get my breath back from the afternoon's excitement. That is coming up at 5:30. In the meantime, though, I've got some results from the local rugby. The season is slowly but surely coming to an end, and promotion and relegation issues are being decided already. In fact, a couple have already been decided. For example, in Regional 1 at South East, Colchester were confirmed as league champions last week. They were promoted with 2 games to go, and they will be playing fourth tier rugby at national level next season for the first time in their 100 year history. So what a way for Colchester to celebrate their centenary. A big well done to them. And they celebrated their title this afternoon with a 57-39 win at home to HCUL Tring. Not such good news for Rochford 100 and Westcliff, both of whom have had a very challenging season, it must be said, and are looking to be relegation bound. Rochford 100, 17, Oundle 27 was the result of that one. And Westcliff hosted Sudbury, and the Suffolk side won by 36 points to 27. On to Regional 2, Anglia, where last week Southend Saxons were confirmed as champions. They were promoted and will be playing at the fifth tier in Regional 1 next season. A big well done to them. And they travelled to Stowmarket this afternoon. Great win for them, 81 points to 14. They've had a terrific season, so congratulations to them. Also, it finished Brentwood 34, Norwich 28, Harlow 52, Dagenham 38. Saffron Walden beat Holt by 30 points to 22, and it finished Wolford 17, Thurrock 32. Eton Manor were playing Chelmsford, not got the result of that one. Yeah, I will keep an eye out for it. In Counties 2, Eastern Counties, meanwhile, it finished Sudbury seconds, 19, Mersey Island 36. Counties 1, Essex. It finished Braintree 29, Campion 30, Chingford 36, Romford and Gideon Park 39, Epping Upper Clapton 19, Mavericks 40, Walden 46, Old Comparians 29, Upminster 14, East London 47. The only one I'm still waiting on is Stamford and Hope versus Wanstead. I will keep an eye out for that result. The time right now is 25 minutes past 5.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So it's time for the last travel update for today here on Phoenix 98 FM. Been pretty quiet in both Brentwood and Billericay this afternoon, but one or two things still going on further afield. M25 clockwise has been busy all afternoon between Junction 29 for the A127 and the QE2 bridge. Still busy if you're heading that way. A127, just to remind you, there is one lane closed in both directions at the junction with Pound Lane. That's between Neverdon and Fair Glen. That's for emergency gas works. And in Rochford, Sutton Road is currently closed for emergency water works between Southend Road. That's the roundabout by the Amberlin Pub. And Purdy's Way, that's leading up to Purdy's Industrial Estate. What's busy on the high road in Epping and also Rainy Town Centre, but looking okay in both of those places now. Chelmsford, there's still a bit of traffic on the Ballard Bypass pass heading towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Still a couple of hotspots in Southend. Eastern Avenue westbound between Fossett's Way and Cuckoo Corner, and Southend Seafront is still a bit busy as well. No reported issues on C2C or Greater Anglia trains. TfL London Overground has no service all weekend between Liverpool Street and Chingford. You're advised to use London buses and London Underground instead. DLR, no service all weekend between Poplar Stratford International and Bexon and Woolwich Arsenal. London Underground Central Line has no service all weekend between Woodford and Epping. Replacement buses are in operation. And there were some minor delays on the Circle Line as well due to train cancellations. So I need to get my breath back in just a few moments with the post-match warm down. That's after I've done the events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Next Saturday, the 23rd. No, I'm looking at the wrong one. Sorry. It's not next Saturday. Monday the 15th of April, 70 Years in Horticulture is the name of a talk at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay. This is by Jim Buttress. He is the speaker, and it's hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. This takes place between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Monday the 15th of April. Admission is £3. Refreshments are available. You can find more details at billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So on the post-match warm down this week, we celebrate the music of three artists. Very diverse selection of artists, but they all have a birthday today.
reflection on me. With a smile upon your face, you're going from second hand to almost.
Yeah.
That was this week's post-match warm down. Many happy returns to David Albarn of Blur. Born on this day, 1968. He is 56 years old today. And we heard To The End from the classic Part Life album. 30th anniversary of that album, would you believe? Then we heard Wet, 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 their lead singer Marty Pellow. Born on this day, 1965. He is 59 years old today. And we heard Temptation from the late 1980s. And then the wonderful Chaka Khan with Rufus on that track, of course, Ain't Nobody. She is 71 years old today, born on this day in 1953. I will have another post-bash warm down for you next week. Before Mandy takes over at six with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheezers, I've got a lot more to cram in, so let's get underway now. Football and in the international friendlies, the Republic of Ireland are playing at Belgium this afternoon. That started at 5 o'clock. It's currently 0-0. Blackburn Rovers striker Sammy Smodic, the Championship's leading scorer this season, is making his international debut in this match. And the Republic's interim manager John O'Shea taking charge of the Republic for the first time. They could have gone into the lead after 28 minutes, but Brighton and Hove Albion striker Evan Ferguson missed a penalty, so it remains goalless. We'll take a look forward in a while to England's match this evening as they host Brazil in a friendly that starts at 7 o'clock at Wembley. And get it back to rugby. First off, in rugby league, another Betfred Challenge Cup tie has got underway at 5:30, and Warrington Wolves have got into an early lead against London Broncos. They have scored 6 points without reply. And half-time in the Women's Six Nations in rugby union, it is Wales 6, Scotland 10. I've got the one local result I was waiting on from Regional 2 Anglia. Eton Manor, who are in second place behind champion Southend Saxons, although they're not guaranteed promotion, I don't think, but they did win this afternoon. They beat Chelmsford by 35 points to 27. There's only one result I've not been able to get. That's from County, which was one, Essex, Stanfordly Hope versus Wanstead. Getting back to racing and some more results. The 5 o'clock at Newbury, that hasn't come. We've had problems with the results from Newbury this afternoon for some bizarre reason, either coming in late or not coming in at all. But never mind, we shall crack on and have a look at the 5:08 at Navan instead. That was won by Hardwired, number three priced at 15-2. Second was number one, Dutch Schultz, 3-1 joint favourite. And third was number eight, Mighty Oak Lad, priced at 12-1. Eight ran, and the other 3-1 joint favourite fell. That was number four, De Lady in Red. 5:15 at Wolverhampton. First was number four, Toxic, priced at 8-1. Second, number eight, Maritime Lady, priced at 9-2. Third was number six, Rosie Kiss, priced at 5-2. There were a total of nine runners in that race. Disappointment for number three, Nancy P, 2-1 favourite, who only managed to finish in sixth place. The 5:20 at Doncaster, last race of the day there. First was number eight, Destinado, 4-1 favourite. Second, number two, Big Bear Hug, priced at 17-2. Third was number seven, Chagall, priced at 8-1. It was a total of 11 runners in that one. And the 5:30 at Newcastle. First was number two, Bobby Shafto, 9-4. Second was number one, Geelong, the 7-4 favourite. And third was number five, Night Bear, priced at 7-1. There were six runners in that race.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There's one match in League 2, the EFL, which kicks off at 5:30, and it's Stockport County versus MK Dons. Stockport have taken an early lead in that one. It was a 5:15 kickoff. Callum Camps has scored just after half an hour of that game. The England team to face Brazil at Wembley tonight hasn't yet been announced, but there is speculation that with captain Harry Kane missing, either Aston Villa striker Ollie Watford Watkins or Brentford's Ivan Toney could be given the chance to replace him. Midfielders Cole Palmer and Jordan Henderson are out as well. It's the first of two home friendlies for England, with a game against Belgium to follow on Tuesday. England boss Gareth Southgate claimed that Palmer and Henderson probably had a better chance of facing Belgium than Harry. He is apparently very doubtful for Tuesday. Tuesday night's game as well. That kicks off at 7 o'clock this evening. Looking at football on a more local level, though, the Essex Senior League this afternoon. First off, there was one game last night. Ilford 1, West Essex 1 was the final score. This afternoon, it finished Buckhurst Hill 0, Little Oakley 1. FC Claxton 0, Woodford Town 2. Frenford 0, Sporting Bengal United 2. Housedy Town 0, Barking 1. Romford beat Cogshill Town 2-0. Cogshill, by the way, already relegated. Saffron Walden Town beat Athletic Newham by 1-0. Leaders Tilbury beat Holbridge Sports by 2-0. And in the other match this afternoon, it finished White Ensign 0, Takeley 2. So Tilbury remain 9 points clear at the top of the table. They've got 6 games left. The rest of the top five consists of Woodford Town, Romford, Barking and Sporting Bengal, who are first, second, fourth and fifth. Meanwhile, staying at Step 5, the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division this afternoon. It finished Stansted 0, Milton Keynes Irish 0. Stansted down to 15th after that result. And in the third London Division 1 South, got some results from that for you. Burnham Ramblers lost 4-0 at Brimsdale. Clapton well beaten by Wormley Rovers, who scored 6 without reply. Hutton lost as well. They lost 3-2 at Enfield Borough. Bit of a blow to their title hopes. Hackney Wick beat Newbury Forest by 3-0. Basildon Town picked up a 1-1 draw at Hoddesdon Town. A win for Benfleet at North West London, they 1-2-1. It finished Parkview 2, Clapton Community 5. Meanwhile, at South Church Park, there was a 2-1 win for Southend Manor at home to Cannons Wood. Mayne Baker lost 3-1 at St Margaret'sbury. And Tower Hamlets, they were beaten 2-1 at home by Harlow Town. So Benfleet topped the table by 3 points. They're followed by Wormley Rovers, Harlow Town, Hutton and Clapton Community. Just having a quick look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. There was 1-1 draw for Holland away at Framlingham Town. Finished Harrison Parkston 2, Holbeach United 4. Stanway Pegasus, they were beaten 1-0 at home by this town. And also beaten at home were Wivenhoe Town. They lost 6-3 at home to FC Parton Drove. Top 5 is currently Great Yarmouth Town, followed by Framlingham Town, Stanway Pegasus, Holland and Cornard United. In EFL League 2, it is now Stockport County 2, MK Dons 0. That match approaching the half-time mark. And in racing, one more result I've got for you. It comes from the 5:38 at Navan. First was number 2, Harbour Highway, priced at 9-5. Second was number 5, My Way of Thinking, the 6-5 favourite. And third was number 4, Master Boy Davis, priced at 5-1. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. Sophie Ellis Baxter, Murder on the Dance Floor.
You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play.
If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take
got one more thing to mention before I go. Tomorrow morning at 3:45 a.m. UK time, it's the Australian Grand Prix. Qualifying was supposed to start at 4:55 UK time this afternoon. Not got any news about that, but I can tell you that Max Verstappen has taken pole position after the first two parts of qualifying. Carlos Sainz of Ferrari was quicker than Red Bull's Verstappen, but the world champion bounced back in the top 10 shootout to take the pole by 0.27 seconds. Lando Norris starting third ahead of Ferrari's Charles Leclerc after a grid penalty for Red Bull's Sergio Perez. Mercedes' George Russell seventh, and Lewis Hamilton could only finish in 11th place. So that is it. Thanks very much to Andy Gardner, and once again, congratulations to hashtag United Women on their fantastic cup win over in Luton this afternoon. Thanks to Jack Patmore, who reported on another disappointing afternoon for Blimey Town. And thank you to you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, you're invited again next Saturday. We'll all be well. I will be back between 3 and 6 p.m. with another edition of Phoenix Sport. And on Thursday night, I should be here for the non-league hour between 7 and 8 p.m. And I'd better make sure I turn up on the evening as well. Mandy is next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm going to sign off with a dance floor classic from Crown Heights Affair. You gave me love. Bye for now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.